Welcome back to my podcast with my daily talks. This topic that we're going to be talking about is relationships. How to have a healthy relationship and the signs that people need to look out in a relationship, like the red flags in a relationship. I think this is a very important for everyone to know about relationships, because relationships can be very tricky. And to dive into more into this, and you guys want to know about good relationships and bad habits in a relationship, or the red flags in relationships, and to realize that it's okay in a relationship to some of the things that people do. I know some people, it's like, oh, arguing in a relationship isn't okay. It's not always okay to argue in a relationship. Actually, it is okay to argue in a relationship. And it's okay to have disagreements in a relationship. That's how you have a healthy relationship. I looked this up online, and it's a miracle. To me, I feel like arguing in a relationship that much isn't really healthy, but it actually is. To some people, they might think it's not, but it's okay to argue in a relationship. So, we're going to dive in more into this. So, in a relationship, to have a healthy relationship, communicating with your partner is always the best key in a relationship. Talking about your feelings, your needs, and your concerns without your fear. Be in an active listener and ask questions. I think that's a great one. Some people probably have fears of talking to their partner about personally how they feel. Sometimes I do, because like I'm worried that this person's gonna leave me or anything, but you shouldn't be afraid. If your partner loves you when you're in a relationship with anyone, I feel like they should love you no matter what. Be honest with your partner and in a relationship. Honesty builds trust, which that's really true. Trust is a huge thing in a relationship. I feel like you both should trust each other and build on trust. Supporting each other and telling your partner when they do something great. I think that is so awesome. I think everybody should know when they're doing something great, or when they do something that is something new and they are so excited about it. You should be happy for them. I feel like that. I'm always happy with my partner and what he does and stuff. Setting boundaries. Boundaries help you to deflect what healthy and acceptable for you. And expressing your needs and setting limits are examples for a healthy boundary. I think that's great. Setting a boundary in a relationship is very acceptable. I think it's good to always set boundaries in a relationship. I'm in a relationship right now. We'll talk about this in my next podcast about my engagement and everything. But in my relationship, it's always good to set boundaries. Respect difference. It's okay to have different opinions and ideas. I think that's great. And you should always respect that person no matter what. Trust. I feel like you should always trust your partner. If you don't trust them and you feel like they're being shady or fishy or whatever, I don't think that is a healthy relationship. Spending time apart, I think that is a great one. You should always spend time apart with your partner. Now we're going to move on to the red flags in a relationship. And I think these are so important in a relationship to know the red flags and everything. So here's the first one. They don't communicate. If your partner doesn't communicate with you and you are just the one communicating, that's not obviously a relationship or a healthy relationship. That is a big red flag. They try to control the relationship. I think that's a big one because that can go both ways. But controlling a relationship, yeah. Pushing your boundary. This one is a really good one. I had a lot of guys that have pushed my boundaries and having me do things that I don't want to do. And they just are just so manipulative. Controlling behavior. I think that's a good one. To always look out for. Gaslighting. If they're gaslighting, no matter what, I don't know. Sexually abused. I think that's a good one. I've been sexually abused so many times in a relationship, and I think that's a big red flag. Substance abuse. I think that is a good one to look out for. Being secretive. I think that's a big one. If your partner's being secretive about something and sneaking around and stuff, I think that it's a big red flag, and I think that's a no. constant jealousy. A lot of people in a relationship could be jealous about something. If you have, like, I hear about this a lot. A lot of partners can be jealous about something. They shouldn't be jealous at all. Here's things that I found on the internet that is okay in a relationship. Yes, it's okay to fight in a relationship, but it's important to do so in a healthy way. So it's okay to fight in a relationship, but in a healthy way. Having conflict is normal in any kind of relationship. I feel like that's a big one, because people are always going to have conflict in a relationship. Like, eventually, I am going to have a conflict in my relationship. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen to everyone. It's just part of life. You just got to learn how to deal with it in the best way you can instead of breaking off your relationship or your engagement or whatever it is that you're in, or in a marriage or whatever. Yes, it's perfectly okay to have a disagreement in a relationship. I feel that is perfectly okay. I feel like that's fine too, because I always have a disagreement in my relationship with my partner, and it's okay to do that. Yes, it's obvious, okay, and even necessary to stand up in a relationship. I feel like that's an important. It is okay to stand up for yourself in a relationship. I feel like that is very important and very validated. You should always stand up for yourself. But yeah, so yeah, that is what to look out in a relationship and all of that. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy all these tips. I'm sure there's more tips out there about relationship. I just kind of made this one kind of simple and just the important keys in a relationship. I know there's probably more out there in a relationship. Obviously, cheating in a relationship, I feel like it's a big no-no. And I feel like that is wrong. And telling lies in a relationship too is very wrong too, but I'm sure there's more keys out there about relationships, and I'm sure a lot of people know good ways about a relationship and everything. But yeah, those are just tips that I kind of thought about since I've been in a lot of relationships, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day and enjoy your family time, because it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. Yeah.